We're going to get started this evening. Turn to Hebrews chapter number 4. Now I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Sit still. I don't want nobody talking, nobody getting up, going out while I'm preaching. Okay? Sit real, real still, because it won't be long, and you'll get the message, and in just a minute, you're going to be shocked at some of the things you see and some of the things that you hear. So tonight I want you to listen real, real careful. Give me your undivided attention and look at Hebrews chapter number 4 and look at verse number, verse 7. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today. The Bible always says that, today. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. All the way through the Bible, it says today, today, today. The Bible never says anything about doing something tomorrow. It's always today. If you need to get saved, you're saved today. If you need to get right today. If you need to get things right with somebody, do it today. The Bible never promises a tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. I'm not, you're not. No matter how young, healthy you are, you're not promised a tomorrow. So I'm preaching tonight on the subject, it's not too late. You can get right with God right now. Now, it might be too late in a little while, but it's not right now. Listen, I want to say a couple things right quick, and I'm going to show you the video portion of the message. The first thing I want to say is, it is too late for some people. For some people, it's already too late. It's too late for the people in the days of Noah. When old Noah went out there for 120 years, we're not told that he preached 120 years, but we assume that he did, maybe he did. But I know one thing, he did preach, and he preached, and he worked on that boat, and he preached, and he worked on that boat. His boys helped him, they sawed, they hammered, they put that boat together, and people laughed, and people mocked. And people made fun. And they said, oh, don't tell. He said, it's going to rain. God's going to drown everybody. They said, you're crazy, old man. There ain't no water never fell out of the sky before. Up until that time, hadn't rained on the earth. And they thought he was crazy. Just as sure as you're sitting in that seat tonight, boys and girls, that day come when the sky got black, the water started falling, and them same people beat on the door of that ark. Said, Noah, let us in. Noah, let us in. But they couldn't get in. It's too late for them. It's too late for them. Too late is the saddest two words in the English language. Too late. Too late for them people in the days of Lot over there in Sodom. When God said, I'm getting Lot and his kids out of Sodom and destroyed those cities and burned them up. They could have repented. Listen, in Noah's day, every one of them people could have got in that ark and got saved. Every one of them. But they chose not to. And it's too late. It's too late for the people in Lot's day. They fooled around and fooled around and said no to God. And now it is too late for them. And you say, well, Brother Danny, how do you know? Because Jude said, the book of Jude said that the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah are, quote, present tense, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Right now, suffering. They didn't suffer back then. They are suffering right now. That's something people don't believe in eternal hell. Jude said they are, quote, present tense, suffering right now the vengeance of eternal fire. Boys and girls, you need to realize that there's a hell and that there's a heaven and that everybody here is going to one of those two places. People say you shouldn't scare young people. Everybody ought to be scared of going to hell. Mamas and daddies ought to be scared of going to hell. Grandma and grandpa ought to be scared of going to hell. The Bible said by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. I'm going to tell you tonight, young people, it's too late for them. It's too late for Korah and them men that mocked old Moses, and the earth opened up and swallowed those men. It's too late for the rich man in Luke chapter 16 who said no to the Lord. He did not go to hell because he's rich. He went to hell because he said no to the Lord Jesus Christ and his blessings and blood. And he died without God. It's too late for those that said no to God down through there. It's too late for every drug addict, every drunk, every adulterer, everyone that said no God and died without God. It's too late. When a person dies, it's too late. Well, I heard the other day they was trying to pray for some guy, and he done dead, and they was praying for him. You're wasting your time praying for somebody who's already dead. They've invented that place called purgatory, and there's no such place as that. In the Bible, there is no such thing as purgatory. This priest was trying to get money for these people to pray this guy out of purgatory, and he said the family kept getting money, giving more money, they would finally get him out. And he got on there one time and he said, "We got him all out but his leg. And if everybody will still keep giving, we'll get him out." They had him out but his leg. His leg was still in purgatory. And I'm going to tell you, there is no such thing, young people, tonight. The minute you die, it's heaven or it's hell. It's too late for that young person that was out in a car accident last Friday night and died without God. It's too late for that young person who overdosed on drugs this weekend, maybe even last night, that died without God. It's too late. Now, I want to say tonight, it's not too late for you right now, but it's very late. It's very late. I'm going to show you some things in a minute that's going to shock you. What I'm going to do is I've put all this stuff together with the help of Mr. T back there. Me and him worked on this back in the spring, and I put it together, and he got the stuff for me. We put this together, and I'm going to show you a conspiracy. And the conspiracy is there's a force moving the whole world toward a point like that right here. And he's working in Russia. He's working in Germany and Japan and China and the United States. What I'm going to show you tonight is that the devil, the chief conspirator, is working to get the kids ready to accept the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. Kids, don't do it. There's coming a day when they're going to make them put a mark on your hand or on your forehead. And without that mark, you can't get a job, you can't go to school, you can't go to college, you can't get a driver's license, you'll not be able to do nothing. You say, "Well, Brother Danny, what are we going to do?" I tell you what I've done. I've got saved and ready to meet the Lord, and I'm waiting on the Lord Jesus to get me out of here before that happens. That's called the rapture. And brother, I'll tell you something, brother, we're going to leave out of here one of these days, and it might be tonight. The Lord might come tonight. I don't know about you tonight. That'd be just fine with me. If the Lord wanted to come tonight, I ain't perfect, and I dread the judgment seat, but it'd suit me just fine tonight. If he just said, da-da-da-da-da, and said, "Let's go," and we just shot right out of here this evening and went home to be with Jesus. Amen! Hallelujah! He's coming back. He's coming one of these days. And the best thing that could happen to you if you're saved, best thing that could happen to a Christian is Jesus to come. You ain't got a problem that couldn't be solved in 5 seconds after Jesus come. Physical, mental, financial, family, it doesn't matter. Your problem will be over. It is very late. I'll not take time for a big long introduction, but I'm telling you, it is late. The signs are everywhere, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot.